Throughout history, man has marveled at the vast complexity of the universe. Without a single unified voice, humanity has been left searching for answers to the unknown. Now, one man has the power to change that and to spread his voice across the earth for all of mankind to hear. One man, me.
Oh no, oh yes, this is critical. Oh no, oh yes, this is chemical. Oh no, oh yes, this is critical. Oh no, oh yes, no man can walk alone. No man can walk alone. Living like you and me, the whole world wants to see how crazy this is. And I won't fall on my knees.
I'm Sylvester Stallone, and I'm excited to debut the world premiere of the brand new Expendable 2 trailer here.
The first movie kicks some serious ass. You haven't seen anything yet. Check it out.
Hello, everybody. This is Brian the Hammer Jackson, reporting live in my home. My little puppy's sick, so I'm here babysitting my little puppy. So you may hear some puppy sounds. Today is Thursday, August 23rd, 10 a.m. Pacific time. Weather report in California, hot. Weather report everybody else, hot. My first guest is Dr. Barkley. She's going to talk about obesity. Before I get to her, let me say hello to her first, everybody. Hello, doctor. You're on live with Brian Hammer Jackson. How are you?
This is Dr. Wayne D., CEO.
Oh, my God. Dr. Wayne D., CEO.
Wayne, my problem.
How you doing, my buddy?
Oh, pretty good. Hanging up in there. Couldn't be better.
I couldn't have a better wingman. My little puppy's sick today. So he's a white boxer, and he's having some problems, so I decided to stay home and try it here at home.
There you go.
So we may have some woof, woof, woof. But
hey, it's okay.
I just pretend
Who let the dogs out? You know what I mean?
Pretend we're at Arsenio Hall's audience, huh? What I'm going to do is I'm going to premiere. And thank you, buddy, for co-hosting with me. Literally, I just got in five minutes ago. And I'm saying, where's Wayne? And there you are. And what I'm going to do is premiere a little movie that's coming out called China White. If you give me a minute, we'll get right back to the show. How's that, buddy?
That sounds great. Go ahead. I'm here.
Thank you, sir. And we'll be right back after this trailer.
You two, it's a big lesson. Wanda, 814 Media X25 on Tech 2.
This is a movie called China White, everyone. And I don't even know if you can hear me talk over the trailer.
No, I couldn't.
Yeah, how is that better?
No, that sounded great. The trailer sounded great. I didn't hear you talking in the background, so.
This movie is going to kick some serious butt, mate. We're going to promote it like crazy. It's called China White now, and I'll do the trailer again later on in the show since you couldn't hear me talk over it, because basically the trailer is hot, it's on YouTube. All you have to do is go to China White and you can see the trailer. And the great Todd Barkley is directing this, and we're going to be involved with the merchandise. We're going to be involved promoting it. We are so honored to be part of it. We're expanding, buddy.
That's great.
Thank you, sir. And I think we got another call.
You got it. I'll be here.
Good. Let's see. 818. Let's see. 815, you're on live with Brian Hammered Jackson. Who am I speaking to, please?
Hello?
Yes. Hi, 815.
No, hi, Brian. This is Wendy. Wendy Willis.
Wendy, hello. Wendy, you're on the second half of 10:30. Do you still want to hold on?
Yes, I can call back if that'd be okay.
Oh, that would be fine. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Wendy Willett. Wendy.
Hi, everyone.
Did I pronounce your last name correctly?
Willett, yes.
Okay. This lady here, you guys, if you're listening to my voice and Wayne, this lady is going to blow Harry Potter series out of the water.
Louise.
I mean,
I hope so.
Her book is unbelievable. It's for, yeah, it's for children, but it's, it has witches and black magic, and I can't wait to talk to her. Wendy, if you can call me back at, let's say, 20 minutes from now.
Okay, no problem.
Thank you, darling. I'm going to talk to you soon.
Talk to you later. Bye-bye.
All righty.
Hi.
Erico 386, you're on with Brian Hammer Jackson.
Hi, this is Zanisha Barkley, Dr. Z Barkley. How are you?
Hello, good doctor. Good doctor. Meet Wayne. Wayne, meet Dr. Barkley.
How are you doing?
Hi,
Dr.
Wayne.
Barkley? How are you doing, sweetheart?
I'm well. How are you?
Yeah, could be much better. Always need a doctor in the life.
Listen to that voice, Wayne.
Well, actually, I'm a nurse.
Who cares? You're a doctor today.
All right.
Look, Wayne, listen to that voice, huh?
Oh, yeah, beautiful. Sounds great.
Oh, my God. You don't need me. What I'm going to do is have you talk all day, and I'm going to be your audience doctor nurse.
Okay.
Almost sounds like a porn movie. Hello, Dr. Nurse.
No. I just wanted to talk about childhood obesity.
Okay.
And the, yes. Oh.
What I'm going to do is I'm going to play something for you, okay?
Okay.
Can I just call you Ms. Barkley?
Sure, that's fine.
Well, how do you pronounce your first name? Is it Zanesha?
It's Zanisha, but I prefer Z.
Okay. Can I just call you Z?
Yes.
Okay, because I'll butcher your last name. I'm sorry. Okay, Z, I want you to listen to something, okay? I did this for you, okay? And if you could comment on it, that would be cool.
The biggest health crisis in American history. 34% of American adults, 17% of our children are considered obese.
Obesity is the biggest threat to public health. In the last 30 years, obesity rates for kids have tripled.
Incidence of childhood obesity, it has increased by 12% in the past 30 years, and that's only in children between the ages of 6 and 11 years old. However, those numbers begin to increase as we look at children that are 12 to 16. When we continue to look over the past 30 years, those children who were obese are now obese adults, and therefore our adult obesity rate has increased by 19% in the past 30 years. My main focus was looking at the children between the ages of 5 and 10 years old, and that has increased by 12% in the past 30 years, again, as I explain. However, I looked closely at Florida, being that Florida was my focus, and when I reviewed Florida's statistics, 11.12% of Florida children are obese compared to the U.S., which is at 13. So we do have an issue here. Also, when I look at I looked at Florida a little bit even closer than that, and went by certain counties, that percent still matches the national percent, which is 13%. Now, that 13 may sound small to some, but that's thousands of children.
Mm-hmm.
It's not just a few.
Now, where are we located in the country? I'm talking about the world. Are we like the third biggest obesity problem in the world? I mean, do you have numbers like that? Or
I do not have... I do not have numbers like that because I was only looking at Florida in a particular area in Florida.
Okay.
Yes.
Wayne, do you have a question? I'm sorry, sir.
Yeah, I do, Ms. Barkley. You're from Florida, correct? Orlando area?
Somewhere around in the Central Florida area.
Okay, okay. Now, would you agree that maybe those numbers aren't too accurate? I mean, for me personally, I believe it's a higher number than that. You know, I believe there's a lot of children that are, you know, more obese than, like you mentioned, in the past 30 years or so. And I'm sure a lot of it's got to stem with the TV and good old McDonald's. Wouldn't you agree?
Well, you know what I'm sorry, doctor. Sorry, Z. Go ahead.
Mm-hmm. Well, again, just keep in mind, I only focused on the age group of 5 to 10 years old in a certain area. But the national percent, and this is according to the CDC, at the time of my study was conducted, it's at the U.S. was at 13%. And again, that is still thousands of children. That is a large number. Don't pay too much attention to the percent. It's a lot that of children that goes into that number.
Now, Ms. Barkley, why did you do a study on child obesity? I mean, you could have done studies on diseases, strokes, other things, but you concentrated on obesity. Why?
Well, childhood obesity has been a passion of mine since I entered into college at age 18. Every chance that I could get, I always did research or papers on childhood obesity because I am a nurse that has a doctorate degree in nursing practice. When I care for or see patients within the community, a lot of these children are overweight and obese. And so for me, this was a part of my doctorate degree. I want to see how that number had increased and where are we at now and what is being done. So
makes sense because I agree with you, Wayne. I agree partly with Wayne. The fast food, you got McDonald's almost every other corner, Taco Bell, blah, 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 fast food restaurant. You know what I blame to this, and tell me if I'm wrong, Ms. Barkley, or Mrs. Barkley, video games. I'm gonna say this. You got a lot of single parents nowadays.
Mm-hmm.
Video games are a great babysitter. And I don't have children myself, but I do know a lot of people, when they want to keep their kids quiet, they pick their favorite game, they don't see their kids for 6 hours.
Mm-hmm.
We did not have these major video games like they have now, like movies, 10 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
Do you see any of the similarities of this could be a cause of it?
Well, studies have shown that children now are more sedentary than where they were about 30 years ago because of all of the electronics and other things that can entertain them indoors rather than outdoors. That is why part of my study, I know you mentioned the fast food restaurants and all that playing a role. I feel that a little bit they may play a role, but parents are solely responsible for what their child is eating, and I feel that society plays a role in what is going on with childhood obesity. So part of my study, that is what I focused on. I focused on not the restaurants and the school lunches and all of that. I focused in on the parents. And so my program was pass it on from parent to child, empowering parents today to lead a healthier tomorrow. When parents go into a physician's office and, you know, they take their 5-year-old or 7-year-old or whatever to the physician's office, 9 times out of 10, they'll say, okay, if they're diagnosing their child with obese or being overweight, they'll say, okay, your child is overweight. They give them a pamphlet. Here, don't do this, don't do that. It's a lot of the don't do's, and they send them on their way, follow up in 6 months. But who's working with the parents? Not everyone understands about portion size and the importance of increasing our fruit and vegetable intake and different things like that. So that's why I solely worked with parents only to become the change agents for not only themselves but for their children. And if they pass it on to their children, then hopefully their children continue to pass it on. But you have to work with these parents. You can't give them a pamphlet, send them on their way with the list of don't do's. You have to work with them, or a lot of stuff that's overwhelming for them to just stop doing cold turkey.
Yeah, but you know what? These days you have a lot, and I agree with you totally. You know, there's a lot of parents out there. I hate to say it, they're lazy. They're lazy as hell. They watch too much damn TV. They go to work, then they, you know, on the way home picking up the kids, what do? They take the easy route, go to Taco Bell, go to McDonald's, whatever, you know. Now there's a toy that comes with everything, so now they want it, you know. And I agree with you totally. It is up to the parents. And it just goes to show how society has brought upon a lot of people to be, you know, period, lazy. And I don't know if that's necessarily going to change or if it's going to get worse. Especially with technology and the way it is. I'm sure you're going to, in about 2 years from now, you'll be able to order a burger right online and they'll come delivered to you. Who knows? But, you know, I totally agree with you. And a lot of parents, I hate to say it, but a lot of them are lazy. They're lazy.
Well, I will have to disagree with you somewhat with that. It's not that from my study and working with these parents, it's not that they're lazy. Again, you only do that you're taught or that you know. When you educate someone, that is powerful. And when I start working with some of these parents, I'm sure people have the perception that, yeah, they're lazy. No, they just did not know. And so by motivating, encouraging, and inspiring, a lot of these parents turned around significantly. It wasn't that they're lazy. Have you ever been a single mother with 3 kids, 4 kids, or however, on a fixed budget, and the children have to go here, there, and everywhere, and you do not have a support system to travel them everywhere? Well, yes, it does. The McDonald's or wherever restaurant does seem like the closest thing to just grab something quick. However, when I worked with these parents and went through the parental modeling, the nutritional education component, and said, okay, if you bag up some fruits and vegetables, and then talk with them to find out where their local farmer's market was so they can get fruits and vegetables that are inexpensive and things like that they can afford, the parents start doing that. So it's easy for society to label people as lazy, but until you walk a day in somebody's shoes, you may want to keep that label in your pocket. And that comes to the point of me working with these parents and seeing that, you know, in some of our communities that are impoverished, and the one that I was working in, what was listed as a grocery store were the gas stations.
Oh, yeah.
And the grocery stores were far away from certain communities. If I don't have a car or money to get on a bus or whatever, I can't go to these grocery stores to buy the fruits and vegetables. So what do? I buy what I can afford as a parent. But if people start working with parents one-on-one or in a group like I did and educating them and telling them the importance of nutrition and what that is and what that means and what portion sizes truly are. When people begin to understand, they begin to do. But if you tell someone, don't do, don't do, don't do, 9 times out of 10, most people do not listen to you. Working with these parents, it was a change.
On
I
that
saw a significant
note,
change.
On that note, I got to take a quick break for our sponsor.
Okay.
Ms. Z. Bartley, have you heard our show before, or my show? Brian and Hammer Jackson.
Once, did. Yes.
Once, and what did
yes,
you think
I
of
have.
It?
I liked it. The episode that I did listen to.
Uh-huh. Was it the kid who was doing the cooking?
No.
Well, what we're going to do is something different. Even Wayne doesn't know about this. Sometimes I do things off the cuff.
Okay.
I'm going to take a break, and Wayne and I are going to play devil advocate to you. We're going to take you into the dungeon, and we're going to fire off questions to you. We're going to be like angry protesters. You'll fire off facts why people should watch their weight, go on a diet, change their ways. And we're going to give you reasons why it's none of your business.
Okay.
Are you ready for this?
Is this going to be related to children?
Oh, yeah. It's all going to be related to children and obesity. But we're going to be the angry parents saying, stay out of our kitchen. Who gives you the right? And you fire out facts to us, because there's a lot of people up here are saying, government's into our business. Why should we listen to you? Our kid's been fine 10 years ago. Our eating is fine. Who gives you the right to tell us about obesity? What is obesity? What is the line? So it'll be a lot of questions like that.
Okay.
And you can fire out your facts to us. Basically, it'll get the word out to other people who are saying, yeah, she's talking about obesity. Yeah. She's saying change her ways in our diet. Yeah. And then they get a coupon from Ralph's and say, wow, pork on sale.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to go street on you.
Mm-hmm.
And you're going
to... Are y'all
going
to go straight on me?
You see how she just changed, Wayne?
Did you see that?
Oh, y'all going to... Oh, come on. She almost threw her stethoscope at you.
I felt it from California.
I know. Okay, yeah. Yeah. Wayne got my back. We're going to go straight on you. So right after this commercial, get ready. Take a deep breath, because we're going to go... Don't hold back on her, Wayne, because she's loaded with information. But we're going to
I got the pistolas loaded. I'm ready to gun them out.
Okay, we'll be right back after this message.
Hello, this is Kevin from Johnson's. August is a great time for a suit sale, and we want to keep our tailor shop busy. So we mark down our suits from Hugo Boss, Hart Schaffner Marks, Samuelson, and Joseph Abboud. We know it's hot, and so is the suit sale. Save up to 50% on select suits and sport coats, and still get our expert alterations at a minimal charge. Same-day alterations are always available. We want to be your choice for clothing. Johnson's located at East 21st and K96. Hello, this is Kevin from Johnson's Clothiers to ask you, how much confidence do you have in your wardrobe? According to the University of Chicago, 76% of a person's opinion of you is made before you say one word. At Johnson's, we can help you with that confidence in your wardrobe and in yourself. Stop by our 21st Street and K96 location, and one of our professionals will be glad to assist you. Johnson's, where good clothes open all day.
I do the segment in the hood, I get the people all rowdy and everything. We're back with the great nurse, Dr. Z. Barkley, and my co-host, Wayne D., CEO, and Johnson's Clothiers, proud sponsor of the Brian the Hammer Show. If you're ever located in, if you ever go to Wichita, Kansas, please stop by Johnson's Clothiers. They are great people. Okay, we are back. Are you ready, Miss Z. Barkley?
Yeah.
Okay.
Fine.
Wayne, are you ready?
I'm ready like Freddy.
Okay. I'm going to All I'm going to do is we're going to go at you, and you can just tell us facts. That's all. Or you could kick her butt if you want, but I'm going to get to facts in a different way. Here we go. I'm a concerned parent. All right, lady. I weigh 450 pounds. I walk around the block every 3 days. What gives you the right with these facts? Tell me how to change my diet. My kid's in first grade, and he's a little fat, but they have recess and everything, and I'll take care of it with a little bit of exercise. Is this really a problem?
Yes, it is. Overweight, obese children are at risk of cardiovascular disease, sleep apnea, type 2 diabetes, neurological diseases, pulmonary diseases, gallbladder diseases, arthritis, certain cancers, even they have a short lifespan and die before their parents do. So it is an emergent situation that everyone needs to get involved in.
Oh, little things. What about you, Wayne?
Medications, prescription drugs, kids that are prescribed antibiotics.
Yeah, you're trying to medicate our kids.
My research only deals with increasing fruits and vegetables, and that's never hurt anybody.
Yeah, but you know how expensive fruits and vegetables are? I went to Ralph's the other month. I couldn't even afford to buy a seed of a plum.
So you're saying medication and antibiotics doesn't create obesity in kids?
Ooh.
I'm not saying that. It depends on what's going on with your child. I really can't answer that.
But isn't it more expensive to change our diet? Because now you're telling us to buy vegetables. Now you're telling us to buy more expensive stuff when I could buy chicken for $6 and get 12 pieces.
Well, the fruit market and the farmer's market, you can buy 10 oranges for a dollar. You can't get that at any grocery store.
Mm-hmm.
And they're located everywhere.
Go get her, Wayne.
Everywhere.
Only in Florida.
Everywhere.
She has me against the ropes. I need a little help here, Wayne.
And educating our parents is the key to the treatment and prevention of childhood obesity, empowering our parents, empowering them, encouraging them, inspiring them, and working with them and not pointing a finger at them and making them feel good about what they're doing with their children and how they're raising their children, and just the extra added incentive of increasing their fruits and vegetable intake will be beneficial not only to the parent but to every child that's in that household.
Well, now, you can buy
fruit on WIC.
Oh, she just knocked me out. Wayne, help me out. Go get her.
Well,
and vegetables.
You can buy fruit. They also show
you can buy fresh fruits. It's not canned. You can buy fresh fruits.
They show you how to cook your meals and portions. They show you the difference between grains, whole wheats, all that. My question is this. For instance, I'll give you an example. That show that's going to be coming out, it's a reality TV show. It's a bigger woman, and her child's pretty big, and they're kind of making a mockery out of her child. I don't know if you've seen that yet. It's going to be coming out, and you'll see what I'm talking about. But don't you agree shows like that let kids know? I mean, kids are innocent. They don't know any different. So when they watch shows like that and they see, hey, you know what, there's a bigger kid on TV, so it's cool to be big.
Right.
Purpose.
Yeah. They even had a fat kid on Glee.
I have nothing to do with the weight. It's empowering the parents.
So the parents, as long as the child
is healthy.
I understand about the parent issue, but the problem is this. When you have shows like that, it's showing parents as well that it's okay to be like that. You know, they're just shortening their lifespan, period.
Well,
you know,
I guess you'll have to get with those filmmakers. I guess you'll have to get with those filmmakers and the TV people who are producing that and the people who's watching it. You'll have to get with them, protest and file complaints with them. That has nothing to do with me.
My focus is parents of overweight and obese children.
It might not have nothing to do with you or your research, but let me tell you, 5 years from now, you're going to realize it's a big part of your research. And that's something that needs to be researched, period.
So I guess that's the same thing when we have anorexic people on TV.
Correct.
Who are very thin.
Oh, don't mess with our skinny people. Let me tell you about...
You're absolutely right. When you have the anorexic people on there, you got these skinny teenage
girls that think that it's cool to be like that, that they're going to be the next big model, top thing, whatever. Next thing you know, they're over there curbside hanging over the porcelain god throwing up their meal.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, but
right.
Please keep in mind, and this is something very serious. I want you to listen and listen very well, because it outlines some of the things that you're saying right now. Childhood obesity has been associated with low self-esteem, depression, eating disorders, and problems in school. And we as a society do not have to point fingers at parents or anything like that, but work with the parents. Again, like I said, motivation, inspiration, and encouraging will help any parent.
Ms. Barkley,
trust me.
I'm a single dad. I'm a single dad. I have
mm-hmm.
three kids at home. I work overtime just to save my house. I got bills it's hard for us to even keep the lights on. My budget do not allow me to change our diet. I cannot watch my kids. I know what you're saying. It goes with the adults, because the adults, we got into this bad habit and we're teaching our kids, and therefore our kids are being obese. I know that. I don't have the time. I work 12 hours a day. How can I make sure my kid's eating right?
Well, part of the program, the dietitian and I go into the home and show you how to make it easier. It can be done. There's a lot of other parents, including myself, who work 12, 16 hours. It can be done. You just need someone, again, to motivate you, to inspire you, to encourage you and work with you and show you that it can be done. And actually, you'll find out that you have more time on your hand, because it doesn't take much to prepare fruits and vegetables and
you
make sure that it's on our plate.
I want to thank you. I want to thank you because, Wayne, do you have one more question? Because we have to wrap up, and I want to get some information in. Do you have one more question for Barkley?
Yeah, you know what? I would just like to know, I mean, you do the percentage just in Florida, correct? Not around the
mm-hmm.
world? Or
no.
Okay, so,
no.
Okay, now, have you ever checked looking at the statistics around the world? Because I'm telling you right now, those numbers that you gave earlier, they might seem right, but they're not. I'm sure it's a lot more higher than that.
Well, remember, the percentages that I gave you was in a localized area. Yes, around the world, those percentages are increased. And some of the studies that I looked at in preparing, I'm sure you don't want to go through a lengthy literature review with me, but the studies that I looked at in Australia and some other places, those numbers are increased, as well as in the U.S. But again, we are in the U.S., and we need to make sure that we are educating, empowering, inspiring, and helping our parents and those children who are obese, because between 5 and 10 years old, they cannot feed themselves. It's whoever prepares the meal for them. And you have to work with the parents. And this study showed that when working with the parents as exclusive agents of change, positive changes as it relates to fruit and vegetable consumption can improve in the home. And with the families that I worked with, it did, and they increased their fruits and vegetables by one serving sizes and more of their fruits than their vegetables, but they all increased their fruit and vegetable consumption.
Did you come up with a program? And by the way, you answered all of our
mm-hmm.
questions. We gave you the best shot. You kicked my butt. Wayne, she wounded you. I'm helping you out the street, man. She went street
yeah.
on us.
Right into the ballpark?
No, you're not
going to
find
one
yet. I just want to give you some applause for taking us on. I mean, thank you very much. Before we leave, I do want to say something very important. We
yeah.
touched on obesity, and you touched on a lot of things. Did we touch on diabetes? Do we have any numbers on children who are diabetic at a very young age because of obesity?
I do not have those numbers. I know that it is increasing. The thing is, it's a touchy situation with overweight and obese, because some children have a lot of more body fat to their height, and they
right.
may go beyond that growth chart that the physician has.
Sure.
And so you have to pick it at those children out one by one to identify exactly who all are truly overweight or obese. And they do a lot of other tests than just the growth charts identify that. And some children are at risk for diabetes. But since the focus of my research was not that, I do not have the percentage of the group that I worked with as far as who was at risk. I did have one mother tell me that her child was borderline, and I'm still working with that family.
Excuse me for interrupting so much because of the time, and I want to get something
That's
in
okay.
here. Wayne, please jump in any time. This is Barkley. I want to ask you, this is a cultural thing. You know, you're in Florida. Now, in Florida, you got the Cubans, you got blacks, you got Hispanics, you got Latin. Now, our diets, our way we eat is a big factor. You know that.
Yeah.
And you're asking a lot of people to change the way our culture teaches us what we should have in our system.
I am so glad that you asked that question, Brian.
Good. Now we're out of time. Thank you very much. No.
But no, seriously, my program was designed purposely. I won't say purposely, but I looked at the population that I was serving, and I made sure if the Mexican-American families that I worked with, that I wasn't taking nothing from their diet but just adding to, and the things that they would like to eat and showing them how to prepare it a little bit better, substituting, you know, certain things for other things. And I looked at the African-Americans and so on and so forth. So I did take that into consideration. So it wasn't like they were losing any part of them or any part of their culture, just altering some things and substituting some things, but mainly just adding the fruits and vegetables.
Wait, go ahead.
Sorry, I don't mean to interrupt both of you. What is the percentage ratio rate in the studies you did where you're at? What is the ratio rate? What out of what? How many children are obese?
What do you
one
mean
out of five.
As far as?
Yeah, is it one out
are
of
you
five?
Talking about? Are you talking about the
numbers that you have found?
Race.
No,
that would be good. I'm not going to talk over Wayne's question. That's his question. I'll stay out of it. But go ahead.
what I'm asking is, what's the ratio rate out of how many children out of five children? How many are obese out of the five? Where you took your studies at?
Okay, well,
one child out of five, three child out of five that are obese?
Well, in the little zone that I was at, from what I'm looking at, was out of the 12% that I was looking at, it was about 1 out of 10 or between 1 out of 7 and 10. But
that's
again, that wasn't nationwide. That was in the vicinity of what I was looking for.
I would say 1 out of 10 is pretty damn good. That's pretty low.
Mm-hmm.
Considering other countries have 2 out of 3, even 1 out of 3.
But I did not look at the nation. I'm sure the nation is a lot bigger. It was just the area that I was looking at in Florida.
And Ms. Barkley, I didn't mean to.
And this was
anyway.
A popular. Okay.
Oh, go ahead.
Okay. I was just want to get it in because we are going into another person's time. Is there a program that you do have, Ms. Barkley, that you'd like us to know about and get more information regarding your program? Or are you coming out with a book? Tell me what you're – I know you did your research, but I know you're doing something else.
Currently, the program that I am working on is Pass It On From Parent to Child, Empowering Parents Today to Lead a Healthier Tomorrow. I have a resource book, and that is the book that I use for the span of working with the parents. It outlines everything very nice and simple for the reader. And the other one was the fruit and vegetable food book that I put together.
Like a diet book. Now, is this book out on Amazon.com? You have a publisher?
No, I haven't reached that point yet.
Oh, you haven't done the book yet?
No, I have not.
Okay.
No, I have the book. I just haven't done the other steps yet. I'm working on that now currently.
Oh, cool. Because
I had to finish my research first.
Sure, because Kelly, if you don't mind, I would love to have her contact you, and if we can put the book in our store and promote your book.
That sounds wonderful.
I mean, this is really important. We gave it to you, and we gave it to you, and you kicked my butt. You wounded Wayne, but he was still going at you.
Mm-hmm.
But you would have had him down in another 2 minutes. I know you would have.
Well, I'm a professional woman, but I grew up in the hood. So
there we go. You hear that? Oh, my God.
Yes. Only when I have to.
I want to thank you.
I feel you. I've been around the block up the stairs and down the elevator, and I'm right back in the same spot.
All right.
I want to thank you so much, Z Barkley, for coming on. I mean,
you're
wonderful.
Thank you.
And,
thank you for having me.
Oh, it's our pleasure. I want to have you back again. I'm sorry. It goes by fast, doesn't it?
Yes, it does.
So we're going to get the information from you. We're going to promote this because obesity, I am on your side. I had to play double advocate because make good radio, and Wayne likes it. But I want to promote this, and it is a problem, everybody. Our kids are getting too fat, and what leads to bullying, what leads to diabetes, what leads to other diseases, just like what you said.
Yeah.
So please come back, and we're going to promote it. And everybody, this is you got a doctorate in nurses, don't you? Is doctor part of your title?
Yes, I'm doctor. I'm Dr. Z Barkley. I have a doctorate in nursing practice, so I'm an advanced practice nurse with specializations. But, yes, I have a title doctor.
And you're a married woman, are you?
No, I'm a widow.
Oh, I'm sorry. Did he die of has it been recently that he passed?
Oh, no, 12 years ago, car accident.
Oh, my God. Well, and you have kids?
Yes, two.
What are the ages of your children?
17 and 11.
Now, 17 is hard to change the diet. Now, are these people eating healthy, or are they running away from home?
Oh, yes, they're eating healthy.
Okay.
Healthy and working out.
I am so impressed by you. Wayne, are you impressed by her?
Very. I thank you for enlightening the listeners, too, of the ongoing problem.
Sure.
In America's cities, man. Real talk, because
I think we may have a question. Hold on. This is going to be tough. Let's see. 815, you're on. Hello?
Yes, I'm here.
Yes.
I'm here.
Your name, please?
Wendy Willett.
Oh, Wendy. Great. Hold on, please. That's our next guest, everybody. Well, Dr.
All right.
Z Barkley.
Yeah.
Is there a website or is there a link that anybody can hit to get some more information regarding your program or your book?
Not yet. It's still in process. But as soon as it is, I will let you know.
Any information you want, please go to actorsbreakdown.com. We are in contact with the great doctor. We will make sure that she gets the information. We'll get the correct information and get it to you. We'll make sure that her book is in our store. And part of our store is Great Doctor because part of the proceeds will go to the foundation, the Relay Foundation, to help fight cancer for children.
Amen.
So that's what we do. And I want to thank you.
Thank you.
I can't thank you enough. I want to hug you, but I'll give you a hug up with the phone. There you go. There you go.
Okay. All right. Thanks. Bye-bye.
You're hugging me a little bit too tight, Doctor. Don't get all carried away. Wayne, do you want to say goodbye to the doctor?
Oh,
bye,
yeah,
doctor.
Most indeed, my dear. You have a beautiful, blessed day. And,
you too.
Just keep doing the great job that you're doing and, bless you and your family. Most definitely.
Great. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you so much. And we'll talk to you later. Again, everybody.
All right, bye-bye.
Dr. Z Barkley. Beautiful lady. Great information. Coming right up, we have Wendy. I think Wendy's on right now. I'm going to take a short break. Wendy's going to talk about her new book. If you're into witches and warlocks and Harry Potter, you're not going to want to miss this one. She is good. She is really good. And she has a book coming out, and she's hoping to make a movie out of it. So give us 2 minutes, and we'll be right back. Actually, 20 seconds.
Hello, this is Kevin from Johnson's Clothiers to ask you, how much confidence do you have in your wardrobe? According to the University of Chicago, 76% of a person's opinion of you is made before you say one word. At Johnson's, we can help you with that confidence in your wardrobe and in yourself. Stop by our 21st Street and K96 location, and one of our professionals will be glad to assist you. Johnson's, where good clothes open all doors.
Which it does. Johnson's Clothier is a proud sponsor of Brian Hammer Jackson Show. And if you want to be a sponsor of Brian Hammer Jackson Show, you can. All you have to do is go to actorsbreakdown.com. You see on our website, we have our sponsorship rates. You could sponsor yourself as as little as $45 for like a whole month. And that's me talking about you for a whole month. Me talking about you for a whole month is pretty good because I don't even talk about my family for a month. That's Johnson's Clothiers. They're located in Wichita, Kansas. Hello, Wayne. Welcome back.
Hi, how are you?
Pretty good. Ladies and gentlemen, hang on to your seats. Hold your children. Turn on your lights because Wendy Willett is here. Welcome, Wendy. Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Okay, you got an audience, too. Look at all the warlocks and witches and everything. They love you. They love you. Okay, Wendy, let me give you a – Kelly wants to say something. Invite Wendy back if she likes Monday's show. We need another guest. Oh, you guys weren't supposed to hear that. I got to quit reading Kelly's stuff out loud. Okay. Okay, here we go. Let me give you a little background on Wendy. Yeah, I know. I got to censor myself. Here we go. Wendy Willett. Whoever is in possession of my book, read thy words carefully. Take a second look. Thou, I like books with thou stuff. It scares me. Thou shall falter if thy heart is untrue. That's her book, Amber Shadows and the Missing Wands.
Mm-hmm.
And she also says, what would you do if you were a young man, white magic, witch in training, chosen to fulfill a white magic prophecy? Now, are we getting all racist on the magic?
No, there's a difference between white magic, meaning like heavenly good magic, versus dark magic, which is evil.
Easy so, now. We're talking to two black guys on the radio. Did you hear that, Wayne? Oh, here we go. With didn't we have enough problems? Now they're going to end us into the witchcraft. All right, you evil black people.
Well, what my book is basically saying is that good has to conquer evil. And what's different about it versus Harry Potter is I have a female protagonist and a female antagonist. And you don't see that a lot in books nowadays.
But isn't it true that once you try black magic, you never go back?
It only becomes sold to the devil.
No, well, ow. I tried my best.
That's what I've heard. I don't know. I don't know.
Well, what we're going to
do?
No,
I'm more leaning towards the white magic stuff. You know, it's my religion is Catholic, so this for me is just writing and entertainment and fiction. It's not something that I would go out and practice every day.
You know, I'm going to tell you. Can I tell you a story that actually happened to me at 23? True story.
Sure.
All right. Mm-hmm. It's hard to believe this part that a girl broke up with me, but if you can get over that, you can believe the rest.
No booty dolls.
So anyway, here I was. I was in a store and everything. I met this woman, and of course, she was in a store. And she asked. She noticed I didn't have a ring and everything. And I go, okay, fine. I didn't have a ring. But later on, I invited her over to cook for my food because I didn't know how to cook. True story. This is all true story. Beautiful woman, black hair, black. You know, she's dressed in black and everything. I'm going, oh, okay, that's where it goes. It's the 80s. Well, why not? So we had a couple of glasses of wine. All this is true. I'm not going to make this up. All this is true. We had a glass of wine. And then all of a sudden, she started squeezing something in my wine. It was like she pricked her finger. Honest to God, all this is true. And she was squeezing something.
Oh,
and I go, hey, what are you doing with my wine? I don't like my, I like my wine with light blood. You know, blood light.
Mm-hmm.
I don't like this stuff.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Then she said this. True. All this is true. I am a witch.
Oh,
and
no.
Then, she actually said this. I said,
oh,
I didn't get
God.
To know you. I don't know if you're a bitch or not. I'm just taking for granted you're a nice person. She goes, no, a witch.
Oh.
True story. I'm not going to go to all the everything because I'm just trying to get her in bed. She had a nice body. I didn't care what she said. She was cuckoo. I wanted to get her out. And bottom line, she said something about the wine. She says, if you drink this, blah, blah, you'll be mine. And she invited me to a Wiccan party. I said, what the hell is a Wiccan party?
I know a little tiny bit about Wiccan. I have a friend that's actually practicing the Wiccan religion. And it's more about Earth and everything, you know, the planet and everything. It's not really about God. It's totally different than what Catholics believe. But that sounds like she put a love potion in your...
She did.
Like,
sound like you put a roofie in your face.
A lust potion.
That's right, Wayne. That was like a ghetto roofie.
You put a roofie in that drink.
Oh.
You don't believe in magic when you get home passed out.
I know, but you know what? It backfired on her because it made my penis grow. That's what you get, lady.
Wait, that's how
I can't follow the listening to this conversation.
Oh my God! But that truly was.
Oh, Jiminy Crickets.
I know. I couldn't. I'm going, look at this. Look what you did. How dare you? I'm going to use it now. But what I don't want to get off the subject about me, because it's very interesting and what happened to my crazy life.
Oh,
I want to talk
God.
More
well,
about
I just survived this.
Yeah, really. Now, Wendy.
Hey, you know what?
No, go ahead,
you know
Wayne.
What, Jim? You know what, Jim? I'll tell you something real. You got something real quick. I had an ex-girlfriend of mine. This had to be maybe about close to eight years ago now. No bullshit. I had a friend of mine go down in the mission down in San Francisco, and there's this place. And she looked at the place, and she happened to know my ex. She looked at the place. She goes, oh, I came here a couple times. And I said, oh, yeah. And I knew the place. I said, what'd you go there for? So I waited out here. She goes, you remember the person you used to be with? I said, yeah. She goes, oh, well, she would go over here sometimes when we'd be in the city. No, is that right? Come to find out, this girl was paying someone to try to do some voodoo on me.
Oh, my God.
No bullshit.
Oh, my God.
No bullshit.
I just watched
a
show in Merlin that had that, and that was something. With the voodoo dolls.
I study Come Get It Records. Come get it. Don't bother me.
Oh, man.
You know, too bad they couldn't make a voodoo doll for me that makes me nice, rich, famous, and thin.
Oh,
there you go.
But, you know, you have to come over to the dark side for that, Wendy.
Yeah, I guess so.
You gotta get into the black magic.
Yeah, they don't use that in white magic. Well, at least not in my books, they don't. You know, with white magic,
exactly.
it's all healing potions and you know, fighting evil, and they don't believe in the using the voodoo dolls. That's all the dark magic stuff. So.
Well, we're gonna go ahead.
But I suppose I could change that. So.
Well, we're going to get into you. She's very interesting, Wayne, as you can tell. She's very fun, too.
Yeah,
welcome.
Exactly.
I have a good sense of humor.
Yes, you do. Let's get serious now. You have two books out. Am I correct?
I have one book out and one short story published that I won a runners-up in Joyous Publishing Contest.
Now, what's
called Magical Love.
Now, is this the B-O-T-Y? Explain B-O-T-Y to me, because I'm thinking booty, but it's not spelled booty.
Oh, book of the year. That's book of the year.
Book of the year, okay, because I'm going to say she got a booty.
Booty?
No,
B-O-T-Y, book of the year.
Back in 2008, I had submitted it to Steintinglers in Ireland, and it's an online publication. And I had won. Now, this was when I wrote the book. I didn't think in terms of horror, you know, for a genre for children. I was just thinking dark magic and fantasy adventure. But when I won the award, it says for Young Adults Book of the Year. But I've also seen it a lot of places classified that it's under children's horror, which kind of shocked me. But there is one section in my book where I have in one of the memoirs where I have this warlock walking around where I describe him as he has no skin on his bones. So I guess that might have been why they classified it like that. I don't know. Plus I have owl snakes in there. So, I mean, it's really does have its scary moments in there.
Now,
and the second book that I'm working on is going to be even scarier, actually.
Now, you're working on two things. Not only do you have your book you got going on, but you also want to make it into, you're looking for a Steven Spielberg or a director out there, and I know a couple of them, who are willing to do an adaptation of some of your screenplays. Am I correct? Or?
Well, I did the adaptation for the first book, and right now it's sitting on soloscript.com, but people can contact me directly. And then I guess from there I would, you know, I guess I have to hook up with a lawyer or something to take all the details down. But, my dream would be to have Steven Spielberg to direct it. And either him or Chris Columbus, he did an excellent job with the first two Harry Potters. I really loved his work on those first two. But I don't know if he would even consider taking on another movie that's concerning magic. So,
you know,
I don't know.
I think Steven Spielberg lost his mojo. I think he's too old.
You think so?
I think so.
I don't know.
For your stuff right here, you need a young, energetic guy take chances director that'll explode this thing. The guy's hungry and you want that
young Steve Spielberg, you know.
I was thinking Tim Burton also, but then
yes.
One of my director friends even said, well, and I'm not sure why he said this, but I guess he's been watching his work, but he said that he likes to put his name on everything and you don't know who the actual writers were.
True.
That started making me thinking maybe I shouldn't go that route, because originally I wanted Spielberg or Tim Burton. Either one would be fine.
Right.
Everybody's saying, you know, stick with Spielberg. The guy has had numerous success with all the movies he's done, pretty much most of them anyway. That would be an incredible experience.
Who directed Harry Potter?
Chris Columbus did the first two. I'm not sure who did the other one.
I love Chris Columbus. You know, the person, you know who would be a good director? The guy who did The Dark Knight, the last one, Batman. I like his dark. He's dark.
Yes. He'd be good too.
Yeah.
There's so many good directors out there too, and it's hard to choose. It's just I'm going off of the ones that I've seen most of their movies to think, oh my God, I think this guy could really open up a world of make-believe and magic for, you know, the young adults and into the adults. So it's kind of hard. It's really whoever wants to take on the project. I think it's going to be an expensive project, so I can't really go with the indie makers, you know.
Right, I understand. So you do have an entertainment lawyer champion?
Not yet.
Okay,
but I know. Yeah, in the back of my head, I know that once I do get an offer and accept one, I'm going to have to crack down and get an entertainment lawyer to look out for my benefits. So until that happens, I'm not going to bother with it, you know.
Sorry.
Now, Wendy, where can people look you up? Where can people find you at?
I'm always on Facebook. Well, when I'm not writing, I'm on Facebook. And my web page that I post an awful lot from is my main Wendy Willett page on Facebook. But my author, screenwriter, artist page is where people will find information about my script and about the book and where to buy it and so forth. You can still find some of that information on my main page, too.
Now, do you have that link page so people that might be listening, you know, can, you know, be able to look
it
up?
I don't know it off the top. Let me see here if I have that in front of me here.
That's pretty good.
Well, let's see here. My author screenwriter page, that's just real simple. Capital A for author / capital S for screenwriter / capital A for artist, and then space and type my name, Wendy J. Willits. And that'll take you
Can you spell your last name for them? So, you know.
I'm
not sure if you said Willits or Willett.
Willett, W-I-L-L-E-T-T.
Okay. Great. Yeah, I'd have never guessed that one.
but her credits are this. All kidding aside, this is her credit. She did win BOTY, which is the best. Help me out, Wendy. The best.
Book of the year.
Book of the year. She did win that.
Yes.
She is a published author. This is not
and
a person.
And published poetry too.
Poetry.
My poetry is also on that page.
Story
that I won runner up.
And somebody,
please,
entertainment lawyer, we got to get this on the screen. We're tired of the British kids running around amok waving their arms. We got to get some American kids running around. We got witches, too.
Well, originally, the book is actually for British kids, but I am open to, like, if the director wants to do with American kids. It depends on what we go with. You know, it is kind of in the lands of England, but, I mean, it can be brought out to the Americas. As long as they don't change the storyline and they keep to the script as much as possible, I'm okay with it. Right now, I want to say that the script is really in spec form. It's not in final production form because I'm new at this with the screenwriting. I've only been at it for about a year or so.
Now, take us through the story really quickly. Get us involved in the story. Give us a synopsis. What is going on with this story?
Okay. The synopsis is basically this. Amber Shadows searches in the attic when her parents aren't home. She's looking for information on a relative for an assignment that she has at Maja Sessions. Now, that's another thing that's different with this book, is these kids that are practicing the white magic, the healing potions and all that, they go to Maja Sessions only on the weekends, but it's year-round, and they go to regular school during the week, so they really have a full plate for learning. They get summers off from school, but they still have to go to the Maja Sessions. So anyway, she's looking for this information for this relative, and she opens this trunk up, and it's stormy out, and she's scared, and she finds these two journals, and she starts reading these secretly. And then she has a camp out with her two best friends she knew since the age of five, and they talk about the journals and what's going on and should they pursue it or not. And then an apparition appears in the forest behind the house, and it leads her to find a book, an amazing book that has every spell possible that her whole entire shadow family has ever put in there. And it also contains its own magic. And then she tries to convince her friends to go on this quest to go find her parents, because her parents, the reason they're not home is because they were abducted by Lady Gandera, which is the villain. And
okay, can you hold on one second?
Grandparents.
Wendy,
yes.
Hold on one second, please.
Okay.
I think I have a question for you. And I don't want to interrupt this synopsis. You're on live with Brian Hammer Jackson. Do you have a question for Wendy? Hello? They were holding on for 30 minutes. I felt so bad. Hello, 251.
Oh,
you're on live with Brian Hammer Jackson. Wow. Uh-oh. Hi, somebody. Wendy?
Yes.
Are you okay? You're there. Wayne, are you there?
Yep. In the closed mouth, don't get fed.
Huh. That's interesting. They were on for 30 minutes and then they hung up. Whoever you are, I apologize. Please send your hate mail to me. You can call me any name that you want to. I'd be happy to accept it. I will have you back on as a guest. If you just hate me enough, I will have you on. It's good radio. Wendy, I apologize for interrupting you. Go ahead with the synopsis.
That's okay. I'm going to try to make it real quick because I'm noticing the time, too. What was I saying? So they have this argument, and she winds up going off by herself, and the two friends decide to join her. And what happens is she goes on this quest. She's looking for two magical wands that they find out in these journals. She's looking for her family, searching for her family. And once her friends join her, they start going through all this danger in the forest and everything. They run into dwarves that have really hard to understand Cogni accents. And one of the reasons I won the Book of the Year award, and I had one person that didn't like that I did this and gave me a bad review on Amazon.com. But everybody else loves it because they said that the use of dialogue that I had for the book was incredible. But these people are really hard to understand, so that part of the book is a little bit hard to read because of the way the dwarves talk. But when they meet these dwarves, they go along and they have to find these wands. They have to retrieve them because one of them actually belongs to her family, and one of them belongs to the head fairy that lives in the forest. And they have to find the parents. And I won't tell you the end of it because people need to read the book, but there's owl snakes in there. There's vampire bats. There's a lot of danger and things, issues in there that 13-year-old children should not have to deal with.
Normally
would never think they would deal with. But there's emotional issues in there sometimes. There's humor. There's a lot of adventure. There's a little bit of mystery. And it was a fun read after I had written it, and I was fine with it. I was like, yeah, this is done. This is perfect. But it did take me about 4 years to write the book.
Yeah, I know that's your heart and that's your passion. How much money are you making on your book by putting it on Amazon.com?
Well, when you only put something online and you don't have money to advertise, you really don't get paid in shiny rocks and gems.
Well,
it's made money, but I make more money going to book signings or book fairs when I'm signed up to make an appearance and sign books. I make my money that way.
Who schedules your appearances? Do you have a manager or an agent who schedule you, books you for appearances and book signings?
No, usually I just wind up, the kids come back to me and say, you know, hey, I talked to my teacher and they want you to call the principal and set up
okay,
a time.
Maybe we can take care of that too, because I'm interested in that too. I don't mean to cut you off for short. Wayne, jump in there, buddy.
You know what? I like your visual. You have a great, you know what? I was ready to tuck myself in bed and hold on to the covers. I like the visual on the book you got. I mean, art could be sold in many ways, whether it be reading, writing, whichever. And, you know, I would consider myself a pretty damn good artist when it comes to hearing something. And the story you just told, man, I like, no joke, I wanted to go check myself in bed.
I self-published. I wound up self-publishing in the end because I got tired of waiting on publishers telling me, oh, well, we dropped your genre after how many months it sat on their desk. And, you know, after you hear that so many times, you get, you know, just fine, whatever. And I did self-publish, but one thing I loved about self-publishing wasn't the expense that I went through, because I'm still paying on that, but it was that I got to sketch my own sketches. And when I first sketched those chapter drawings for each picture, each chapter, I hadn't sketched since I was in high school. It was about 25-something years. So
one
that
second.
Was the first one.
1 second, I think we got the caller back. Erico 251, you're live on the air with Brian Hammer Jackson, with Wayne D, CEO, with Wendy Willett. Can I, who's calling, please?
Hello?
Hello? That's great sound effects for your book. Hello? You're on live to, with Brian Hammer Jackson, with the great Wayne D, CEO, and Wendy J. Willett, who will soon be a superstar. 250, you're on live. It sounds like Larry King. You're on live. Are you there?
You're on the line. 250. Speak up.
250 what? Hello?
Brian?
Yes.
Am I on live? Because this is Dr. Mel. I just called
in
to listen.
Oh, my God. This is the second
time. I know, but I'm just
Mel.
Trying to listen, darling.
Hi, sweetheart.
Hi.
You know what, Willett, I'm sorry, Wendy. I call me by the last name. This is actually a perfect person to listen to you, because she is not only a producer, director, creator. This woman moves bowels. That's how powerful she is.
Is this the one I heard about earlier? Because I was listening to the show earlier.
Yes, this is Wendy Willett. She is she wrote a book, Witchcraft, Black Magic. She prefers white magic than black magic, but we'll talk about that later. She has a problem.
I don't have a problem with any of that. I live in New Orleans. Capital.
She's in New Orleans. That's black magic capital.
Oh, my goodness. Cool.
Yes. Yeah, I mean, that's no problem there. As a matter of fact, I've done a lot of research, not only on black magic, but white magic, when I was a principal of a school for juvenile delinquents, because I had a cult that was in my school. So I had to learn everything I could about the differences between the black magic and the white magic and voodoo.
So, wow. Now,
that's cool.
Yes.
Will you be interested? She's looking. Maybe you can help us,
okay,
the great Melissa. She's also a doctor. And I messed up her last name, but it's Caudill.
Caudill, you're getting there.
Caudill. but she is a very...
I hate mail.
But she is a very powerful connection. She is a very powerful... She's looking, Wendy, sorry, Wendy is looking for an entertainment lawyer or someone who can help her get this to the screen.
Okay.
And
first things first, we got to find a director and producer and an offer. And then we can go to the lawyer.
Well,
I thought you never
asked.
Okay, I got the show, but okay.
Yeah, but not really, Wendy. A lot of times, if you're not represented by a talent manager, it's hard to get your script in the right hands. And if you can't get representation through a manager, you can have your screenplay submitted by an entertainment attorney instead to get it into the right hands. You know, you're probably getting hit up with a lot that they don't accept unsolicited screenplays. You get that a lot?
Wendy?
Did we lose Wendy?
I don't know. Wayne?
I'm here.
Wayne, how are you going to meet the great Melissa? Melissa?
Hi, Wayne.
CEO. And Wayne is also a good contact because if you're ever looking for scoring your projects, Wayne is he owns a record label.
Awesome, because I'm always looking for music.
Oh, yeah. I could see if we could get Wendy back. Wendy, are you around? Wendy?
We lost Wendy. That's terrible.
I told her to go to the Black Magic. She wouldn't do it.
Yeah? Well, they have a way of...
This is what happens when you go to the light.
Yeah, Wendy, come back on the broom.
Come on, Wendy. Let me see. This might be Wendy.
I'm here.
Hi, is this Wendy?
Hello. I'm here.
There
you
go. What happened
to
you? You went away from us.
Oh, I was daydreaming about pop. No, I'm just kidding.
Well, we're running out of time. But Melissa, did you hear everything that she was talking to you about, you know, getting everything together, contacting maybe a talent manager and stuff like that? Did you hear all
you
the
advice?
You
know what? I think the phone cut out on you when she was talking about it.
Well, Brian, go ahead and give her my phone number when we're off the air, and she can just call me and I can talk to her.
I thought that was only for me.
Oh.
How about an email address?
But that was a special number.
Oh, well, don't give me my home number. I said my cell phone.
Oh, I feel a lot better now.
Okay, yeah, don't give her my home phone number.
I sure will.
Email address is good, too.
Yeah, I think you two need to. Yeah, email address is great. In fact, I'll give you something better. Wendy's page, or I'm sorry, Melissa's page is Keystroke Killer. That's on Facebook. Just put in Keystroke Killer. And she's right there. She's on it all the time. She's talking to her people, or people love her. And you have direct link to her. Is that good, Melissa?
Oh, yeah, that's great. And you can send me a private message there, too. And I'll remember your name, Wendy. But I think I can really help you and guide you on what to do.
Thought that was only for me.
And I'll try to get a hold of the book when I'm traveling so I can read it.
I'm trying to get a hold of me.
Well, I might want to adapt your book. I adapt novels all the time.
Did you hear what she said, Wendy? Where's Wayne?
Mm-hmm.
But did you hear what she said, though? She may want to adopt your book. You're on your way. Wendy, you're on your way.
So we made a connection here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But we lost
Wayne.
But
I was listening to your story early. You know, I was listening before, I guess, my phone number showed up that I was on hold because I listen to Brian all the time because I love him.
Mm-hmm.
You guys hear that?
Well, he is pretty good. I've heard him before, too.
It's very entertaining while I'm working. I love listening to the Brian Hamer show.
I'm like Jerry Lewis.
But we'll make that connection. I think, Wendy, I can help you out with that. Why a manager versus an entertainer attorney and vice versa.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. And the ins and outs of collaborating. So I collaborate a lot with people.
Mm-hmm.
Screenwriting.
Mm-hmm.
I love screenwriting partners, by the way. They're awesome.
She even offered me a part in her movie. I'm going to be in the movie.
Oh, yes. Actually, Brian, you're the official first person cast in Adam, by the way.
Look at that. I love your casting. Look at that.
Mm-hmm. You were the first one cast.
You're a smart lady.
I am.
You know I love you to death, Melissa. I love you to death.
Oh, well, thank you. I love your show. I mean, it's very entertaining.
Is it really?
Yes, it's entertaining.
I have no idea.
No, it is, and it's informative. Like the people like Wendy that you bring on.
Right.
And they all have a story to tell, and I love hearing people's stories.
And what about the great nurse or doctor who was talking about obesity in children and how we have to, parents have to,
You know what, she didn't address one thing that I was sitting here listening to the station about. What about parents? Like, I'm a single divorced parent, and I've got an older son. He's going to be 14 in October, and I have a daughter that is 11, and she tends to sometimes eat healthier foods with me. And, like, I'll make ground lean turkey rice hamburgers instead of the regular hamburger meat and stuff like that. But when you've got a son that's older and he has his mindset and he's going to do what he wants, you can buy healthy food, have it in his house, and have everything else too. But when they get it set in their mind that they're not going to eat healthy and they're not going to listen to you, what do? That's one thing she did not address that she probably should look into.
That well, to be fair for her, she didn't really have enough time because we just went boom, boom, boom with her. But that's a good question.
You have to ask her back.
We will ask her back. She did give her information, and I will give, again, actressbreakdown.com, we have the information, and I will give you the link to get in contact with her to answer those questions. Her book is going to be on our store, and we'll get that to you. But, Wendy, you're right, because did you mention, do you have any kind of, as you would put it, people overweight in your family?
My son, he's growing. He's going through a growth spurt. But he likes to eat pizza rolls. He likes to have pizza. He's just one of those kids that he's got a very headstrong way of thinking. And I tell him to eat this, this, and this, and he'll, you know, and I'm working part-time as a caregiver, and then I'm working on the book during the day when he's at school, and when I'm working at night, he just doesn't want to listen to me. He'll go and make something in the kitchen instead of waiting for me to come back downstairs from upstairs to make him something. So, I mean, you've got a headstrong kid that doesn't want to listen to you. You get problems with food problems. I mean, he has lost weight, but, I mean, he's also growing, but not a healthy way, I don't think. You know,
is he at a point where you're concerned about his health as far as weight gain?
I just would like to see him eat more fruits and vegetables. The only way I can get him to eat vegetables is when I make beef stew. You know, with the vegetables and the potatoes and that. I cannot really get him to eat vegetables outside of the vegetable stew. So
we're going to have to get you Z's Barkley pamphlet book so you can learn, because that's her forte. That's her specialty, is to get parents to retrain their children to eat properly. And I think that's very important for our society, because we are, all kidding aside, we are one of the biggest countries that have the largest obesity ever. And I do agree with Wayne. And Wayne, are you there, buddy?
I think he fell asleep.
Oh, I feel so bad. I think we lost Wayne.
Oh, I'm here.
Oh, okay. Wayne, this is the three-way here is Wayne is also... Before we leave, and I want to get this in, he's nice enough to co-host with me, but this man is a very busy man. His background is he does own a record label, Come Get It Records. His artist went to number one on iTunes, and that's very hard to do because you have a lot of people competing. He has his repertoire. I learned that. I got that. It could have been a bad word, but I got patois. His repertoire is unbelievable, across the range. Melissa, if you're ever into scoring, Wayne, I don't know if you score movies. Do you have that capability of doing that?
I do. I do it with previous a good friend of mine, and that's Scott Kateri.
Okay. And Wayne's on Facebook, too. He's one of our friends. And Melissa is one of our friends, and you can always get Melissa on Keystroke Killer fan page. Great people, best people I've ever talked to. I love those people, especially the great Dr. Melissa's on there. And Wendy, hopefully you'll get on that fan page too, because she can really, really help you and open doors. And Wayne, you might get into scoring here, because she's got so much project going on. It's unbelievable.
I can see right now a Brian the Hammer show where we post a scene that isn't scored. Think about this, Brian, and let musicians score that scene. And like a free mini contest.
Wow.
Let's see what we do. Let's see what we find for musicians. Wayne, and you could be in it too. It's like he ought to know, he's a musician, you know, the record label, like, is this really good music that will drive people to want to buy the soundtrack?
Either two things are going to happen out of that. Either I'm going to help you through, or I'm going to break their heart by the words that I tell you.
I could barely hear you, Wayne.
I was hoping you'd say that, Brian, because I was like, what?
Yeah, me too.
Wayne has a very powerful voice. I mean, his voice is a very strong voice. And I could barely hear him right now, and I'm wondering if it's the phone.
Can you hear me okay now?
Now we got him back.
Okay.
Yeah, because I don't want I want everybody to hear you, Wayne.
What I was saying was either two things are going to happen out of that, and that's one, either I'm going to make someone's day bright, or I'm going to crush their little heart with the words I got to say.
Well, that's a good point. I do that every day with, you know, unfortunately with actors that, you know, they'll audition for a role and they're just not right for that role, but they're a good actor. So
yeah,
it doesn't necessarily mean that the music is bad. It's just not right for that scene.
You know, I like to treat my artists like I treat my women. I don't like leading them on.
Whoa, look at you.
And you don't want a love potion given to you.
Wow. I like to treat my talent like I like to treat my women. On your knees. Okay, that doesn't go good with the women audience. It never does. I was just hoping this time.
Well, I'm just letting that slide by.
Yeah, there you go.
I did too, Wendy. I did too, darling. This
oh,
is like
my God.
We'll just keep going.
Wait a minute.
I'm one of those old-fashioned women that just, okay, let's go.
Okay, let's get into this.
Wait
a little more.
You see, Wayne, Kelly always said, don't talk much. Yes. She said, don't talk much.
Brian gets in trouble.
She does. Kelly says, say what I do, and she's typing words for me, and they'll pretend it's you, but don't ad-lib whatever you do, for God's sake.
Hey, you know my motto, you never know unless you come get it.
So, Kelly just typed, yay, Dr. Mel. Okay, Kelly.
We love you,
Kelly. Go back to, we forgot about Wendy. We only got about 6-7 more minutes. And, Wendy, I did not forget about you. The other two did, but I got you.
I actually have a question for Wendy.
Yes.
Okay. Can I ask her a question?
Sure. I'd love you. You can ask anything you want.
Wendy, when you're sitting and you wrote your first book for that one, I guess, the book of the year type of a thing, where do you get your inspiration? I think I'm either you said it or I didn't tune in to hear it. But where do you get your inspiration for your?
We didn't talk about it. I have to say, I just have a love of magic, a curiosity about it. And I know that's a strange thing for somebody who's got Catholic religion upbringing, but I've always been, like, the shows that are out nowadays, like Merlin and, I love Merlin. That's, like, the biggest thing.
I do, too.
And Doctor Who, oh, my God. You know, David Tennant was a god to me in that program. He was so good. And I'm just getting used to Matt Smith. I mean, he's good, but I'm taking a little time to get used to him. But, I mean, when you watch certain shows that you love, it makes your imagination go wild. And if you got a writing ability and sketching ability, you just start sitting and doing it because there's a story trying to get out. And sometimes my kids will say something that I'm like, oh, I'm going to use that in the book. In fact, they did with my son. And it was the chapter that has the two-headed lion in it. When they're faced with the two-headed lion, and Jasper says something funny like that he doesn't have enough meat on his bones to satisfy the lion, and it was little silly things like that that my kids would say that I'm like, oh, this would work great in here, and I think that he's kind of flattered that I put it in there. He was shocked, and I'm like, well, you know, you got to pull it from real life experience once in a while.
Yeah.
I mean, even though we're talking about magic, and I don't practice anything like that, it's just, you know, little things for dialogue, you kind of tend to use that from everyday life.
Right.
Now, let me ask you a question, Wendy. Have you ever dabbled, read about voodoo, black magic? Have you ever practiced? Did you ever go to a witch shop? I went to a couple of them. But have you ever experienced any of this? Or are you pulling this from?
The only place I've ever been, I mean, you get the magazines in the mail, like Pyramid and... let's see, there's a couple other places, but I haven't gone into an actual store.
I got good housekeeping in Mormons. I never got witchcraft in the mail, but go ahead. This new to me.
Well, there's a couple places I'm sure that you can go for. Like if you go into a psychic shop, I've been once or twice in there just to see if they were worth anything because I really don't believe in that psychic stuff. But sometimes things happen, you know. But where I got a lot of inspiration, and I love going every year when I can, is the Renaissance Fair. Here in Illinois and Wisconsin. I love it. And you can find things there
like crystals and things like that. And it's just, a lot of my inspiration is with, you know, like these programs that I watch. And Harry Potter, it was strange. I didn't start reading the book series till I saw the first two movies. That was
a
strange
thing
with me.
I didn't like Harry Potter, I'll tell you too, but maybe I'm the only person on the planet. I didn't like it. Two kids fighting with sticks. That's all.
Brian, you ready for this? I've never seen any of the Harry Potter movies or read the books.
Thank God for you,
Dr. Goodness.
Mel.
I hated it.
Did you really wait? I mean, I couldn't get into it. They just point the sticks at each other and say, blah, 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 blah.
The kids in my book, they do use their wands, but it's not
I'm just not into the Dungeons and Dragons type of thing.
No.
I'd rather play a little game of strategic or something.
Wait a minute. No, I got totally into Lord of the Rings. I
yes,
was
not into Lord of the Rings either.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
no.
Dr. Mel?
I'm a fast goodie.
Really?
I'm saying never-ending story. There you go. That's
oh, never-ending was a good one, but Lord of the Rings is the best.
Yeah,
oh.
I'm not, man. Mm-hmm. You know, I just didn't care for it. I didn't care for it.
Wow.
How about you,
Wendy? What did you think of Lord of the Rings?
I liked it. I loved all those kind of movies, you know, but you just got to be able to sit there and watch them from beginning to end, which in my house is really impossible with kids, you know. But The Lord of the Rings, that was one of my favorites. And I do like most of the Harry Potters, but I did not like Prisoner of Azkaban at all. I found it really boring.
Yeah,
you know,
they got tired. The characters got a little. Towards the end, was the last two movies a little walkthrough to you? Did it seem lazy?
Mm-hmm.
Did it seem like we've been doing this for such a long time? Let's just hurry up and get it over with.
I have to admit, I hated the first movie of the last book.
Yeah.
You know how they did it in two different movies?
Right.
I hated the first movie because it was boring. Alan Rickman is one of my favorite actors, and I was bored with that movie because it just seems like, come on, find these curses, let's get going. And then the ending of it, I don't know why they killed my favorite character off, but I knew he was innocent in the end, you know.
Yeah.
And
okay,
it's just a matter of how they proved it.
I'm winding down to 3 minutes. Here's what I want to do. The Dr. Mel, the great Dr. Mel, has a casting notice is going on. If you're listening to this show, please go to actorsbreakdown.com/keystroke. You'll see the casting board. On the casting board, you'll see some roles that the great Dr. Mel put up for us.
Uh-huh.
She is casting. Uh-huh. If you make a comment, she'll check those boards. She's looking for people. I mean, the age range that she's looking for are infants to 60, all ethnicities. There's no excuse if you're an actor that you do not take advantage of it. If you're an actor, infant to 60, and you don't send your resume, you're not an actor. These are good, and they're paying roles. Am I correct, Mel?
Oh, yes. Yes, they are paying roles.
And it's nationwide. So there's no excuse that you're in Mississippi or Arizona or Alabama or even Nashville. Break up with your sister, get off from the lap, and go ahead and submit yourself.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. I mean, this is the role of a lifetime. She is such a great person to come on and make history and say, talk to me. Submit me. Let's get you working. And Wayne D. CEO, talk about another pioneer, another guy who's making history. This guy owns a record label.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's not his artist has already proven to be a success. In fact, they're coming on tomorrow. We're going to learn more about it. His went to number one in iTunes. That is not a small feat, my friends, because iTunes is not like the pop charts, USA pop charts. We're talking the world here on iTunes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we also, you know what, his last album, we also won 6 awards. We placed in the international top 40.
Say that one more time, Wayne.
I said on 6 of his songs on his very first album, it was unexpected, but we placed 6 songs in the international top 40. That's worldwide.
So you guys are talking to royalty here. You're talking to Dr. Melissa. You're talking to Wayne D. CEO. You guys want to break into music business? You got the guy right here. He's like Princess Edwards. You got the queen of roles, Dr. Mel. And you got Wendy here, who is going to give you this book about witches and dragons and everything and make you leave your problems. And she's going to be the next Mrs. Potter. I know she will be. I want to thank my guest, today. As you can tell, that annoying lady's in my ear. I got 60 seconds. I want to thank the doctor, the great Dr. Mel, for calling in. And I love her to death. I wish I could marry her. She's already married, so I respect her husband. I want to thank Dr. Z. Barkley, who's talked about obesity. I hope you look at our pamphlet, actorsbreakdown.com. We'll give you the information where our book is. Hopefully it'll be in our store. I want to thank Wayne, DCEO. Am I missing something? And, of course, Wendy Willett. I want to thank her. Regarding black magic and white magic, we can all get along.
Thank you guys all for being on the show as well, you know, and thank you always. It's a pleasure. Enough due respect to Brian and Hammer Jackson. Hey.
I love you guys. I love you guys. And Mel did a great idea about maybe you could score me in, as a contest. But anyway, I want to thank everybody. You have a great day. Tomorrow's going to be a special day. Wayne's going to bring on his artist. We're going to listen to his artist who's going up the charts. And we have all the guests, too.
Tomorrow.
I'm sorry?
I said you guys get ready for Neff tomorrow. That's the artist's name. The guy's amazing. He's phenomenal. Anybody out there want to call and even try to touch this guy with a 10-foot pole, believe me, come try it.
That's it. And I'm going to sign off with our new artist. I wish you buy a record. Thank you, everybody. I love you to death, and I'll talk to you soon.
Take care.
Take care. Bye-bye. I love you guys. You know that. Talk to you guys later, and we're out.